Indiana University President Michael McRobbie says he is deeply disappointed by President Trump's decision and pledges IU will remain fully committed to DACA students. As of last year, around 200 students in the federal program were enrolled at the university statewide. Ivy Tech Community College President Sue Elsperman and Indiana State University President Dan Bradley both called for federal leaders to quickly resolve the issue. The debate over immigration and access to higher education will likely be on the agenda at the Indiana Statehouse next year. State lawmakers are now discussing changes to a 2011 law that prohibits undocumented students from paying in-state tuition at public colleges. At most state colleges, students not enrolled in DACA are required to pay the more expensive out-of-state cost. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Eric Weddle.